The juvenile courts and detention centers sit here on 9 acres of a rapidly gentrifying neighborhood near Seattle University. It looks run down. There's a cracked basketball court. Looks like it needs some paint. But officials say fixing it up wouldn't really work. They really need to replace it. It simply, they say, doesn't meet the needs of today. For example, the current court space where everyone is in a single lobby is problematic. Keep in mind, it's not just children in trouble who end up here. Judges are also deciding, for example, if a child will be removed from a home. Tricia McArdle with the Attorney General's Office handles such cases.
There's too many people for too small of a space and no place for private conversation. And in child abuse and neglect cases, we need that.
As for the detention part of the facility, Juvenile Court Judge Michael Trickey says the new space would be designed to make it easier to keep certain groups away from each other.
Because we have kids, unfortunately, from rival gangs in the detention facility at the same time, they have to be separated.
The new $210 million facility would cost the average homeowner about $25 a year. The proposal includes selling some of the land that now surrounds the center to developers. Opposition comes mainly from judicial reform advocates who say rather than replace worn-out buildings, the county should be looking at fixing problems within the juvenile justice system itself, such as looking for more alternatives to locking kids up. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.